Sounds like Justin Fields' days as a starter could be limited. In fact, it could be over starting Sunday. I mean, Russell Wilson has taken a lot of the first team reps. Justin Fields was asked about it, and honestly, I don't think he could have gave a better answer.
I don't think I played, you know, good enough. If I'm being real with you, if I'm being real with myself, I think if you know I did play well enough, I don't think there would be any sort of who should be playing, who should not. We got a few wins, of course. I'm glad about that, but you know, there's areas that you know I could be better at.
Wow.
The honesty, the self-reflection, whatever you want to say about what he did and didn't do as a starter.
Yeah.
The one thing I know he did was, for the most part, he protected the football.
Yep.
And he had some fumbles, but as far as interceptions, though, I think he had one. I think he only had five touchdown passes.
What
only,
I like about that
still.
What I like that about that soundbite, he wasn't just doing the politically expedient thing and saying all the right things. There was sincerity in that tone.
If I'm being real with you,
yeah.
If I'm being real with you, if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders, I'm on the phone right now trying to get him. Back and forth.
Gardner
Minshew, Aiden O'Connell.
They're not giving him up.
If think of what they could get though, they could get some capital. I would be trying to. If number of teams actually, but the Raiders. More than anything, I'd be trying to get him.
I do think he was helped with the system and in the run game, but I think it shows that what I saw from him this year, which I haven't, and you didn't see, it wasn't 100%, but I thought he was able to play within the system, and I'm not sure if he did that a good job of that in Chicago, but I thought he did here. Now you still got whatever's going on, you know, George Pickens and his unhappiness and. I don't think anyone can make George Pickens happy. I think that's a him
thing. He's only happy when he's unhappy.
Well, I think sometimes you got to do some self-reflection in the mirror, and I'm not sure George Pickens has ever done that. I can tell you that Justin Fields did that in that soundbite, and I appreciate that. That's maturity, and that's what leaders do. Real quick, speaking of guys who could be on the move but won't be on the move, who knows, maybe D'Angelo Malone in the seventh, because I can tell you what.
No, he's untouchable.
He's not. Max Crosby is not. It doesn't want to go through what it sounds like Vegas is about to go through.
I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win. So, you know, I don't know whatever that means. But, yeah, I'm here to win now. And wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to be here to win. So that's all that matters to me.
How long do you think the leash is on Antonio Pierce?
I think it depends on how sloppy this season gets. Because if he loses the locker room, let me ask you a question. If he loses a locker room, you're going to change quarterbacks next year probably no matter what. Why keep him?
Well, and that's my thing. That's why I would be on the phone trying to get Justin Fields as part of my team.
It just seems like the only thing that makes sense about the Raiders, in fact, they don't make any sense under Mark Davis.
Well, Tom Brady's there. I just paper cut myself.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's there now, so maybe he's going to have
Richard
a
Seymour.
Say.
Don't forget Richard Seymour. He's there too. So.
Do you like Richard Seymour? Did you ever play against him?
At watching him, yeah.
He's a beast.
Oh, we played Evelyn. I'll never forget him trash-talking Matt Bryant before a game-winning field goal one time. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Matt Bryant's answer after he hit the field goal was hilarious, too. I can't put it in the microphone, but it was pretty
funny.
Can
you clean it up?
It was a shut-your-mouth kind of comment, yeah. There's your cleanup.
And then
man, you ain't no way you're going to hit this field goal. And it was obviously expletive laden as well. Then Matt Bryant drills it from like 50 something out and basically told him to shut up. So it was good.
And then he kind of walked oddly off the field.
Probably gave it the old fist pump, you know.
Matt Bryant.
That little short arm fist pump.
Didn't you?
Dude.
Where his elbow's attached to his side.
Good dude, clutch player. Different in a lot of ways.
Exactly.
And one of which is the way he walked. Because he'd walk out there and you're like, there's no way this guy's athletic enough to kick a 55-yard game winner. And then boom, right through the uprights.
Kind of walk like a stormtrooper with hemorrhoids.